Some Muslims say the difference is not fair and fails to put Islamic and Christian celebrations on equal footing. They say despite the difference between the religions, some celebrations are equally important to their followers. Shamima Yahya Binali is among Muslims who are complaining.
This attitude is very bad because the Muslim festivities are also quite large, very important within the Muslim community, and they need to get attention from each and everybody, including the Muslim traders. But you know what these people are doing? They capitalize on the other festivities, some of which are not even, you know, encouraged in Islam.
Imran Shahaz Musa is a Muslim trader and the owner of a shopping center in Malawi's northern city of Nzuzu. He doesn't cut prices during Islamic celebrations because he says Muslims don't buy new clothes on their major holidays as do Christians.
Muslims, the time when there is Eid, they don't buy screens like this. They buy new clothes. It's not like this that they have to buy new things. People see Christian people, they buy new things.
Christian trader Alinafi Jilinda operates a restaurant and a shopping center in the commercial capital of Blanta. She says the problem is that during Islamic festivities, the celebrations are mostly confined to the home. She says Muslims rarely eat out or go shopping for their holidays. But Binali disagrees.
That's not true. In fact, I buy new clothes each and every year. It is also sunnah in the Muslim tradition to buy new clothes on Eid. But maybe the argument should be the Christian community is quite large compared to the Muslim community here in Malawi. But they needed to consider us by reducing the prices during Eid festivities. And that attitude is very bad. I'm telling you, God will punish them.
However, National Coordinator for the Islamic Information Bureau, Sheikh Dina Jabulika, says it is important to look at the issue from both angles.
The concern is a genuine concern. But at the same time, a businessman always look at where he is going to make profit or where he is going to do more profit or to do more business. As a Muslim, we are supposed to promote our own activities. There is nothing wrong to decrease the prices of the goods doing other celebrations because you want to make a profit. But to neglect Islam by doing nothing during this kind of activities, I don't think it's good.
Jabulika says businessmen and consumers will benefit from a drop in prices. After all, he says you don't have to be a Christian to appreciate a good bargain. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Blantyre.